The Federal Reserve's decision to cut interest rates by half a percentage point yesterday was applauded by financial markets. Stocks ended the day higher. The Fed also said it now sees risks to the economy as being more balanced. But whether the latest rate cut will stimulate the economy remains to be seen. Some analysts question what message the Fed may be sending by making such a large rate reduction. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
The bigger-than-expected rate cut by the Fed follows a fairly lengthy period when policymakers had seemed inclined to sit on the sidelines. After a string of 11 interest rate cuts last year, the Fed hadn't moved to change rates since last December. But with recent economic data, including weak car sales and waning consumer confidence, the Fed apparently decided it was time to step up to the plate. Janet Yellen is a former Fed Board of Governors member who teaches at the University of California at Berkeley. She says with this latest move, the Fed is clearly looking to give the economy a major lift.
The Fed's hope is that this will give consumers what they need to continue spending for the next several months. But they're worried that vehicle sales will fall back again toward more normal levels, and I think they'd like to offset that, at least for a time, until investment spending picks up again.
For interest rate-sensitive areas of the economy, like credit cards tied to the prime rate and automobile loans, the move should have an immediate effect. But so far, all of the rate cutting doesn't seem to have done much to spur increased spending by businesses. Bert Ely is a financial and monetary policy expert. He says it may be wishful thinking on the Fed's part to believe another rate cut will do anything to solve that problem.
I don't think that this cut is going to stimulate a recovery from low levels of investment spending. Where it will have some effect is going to be on consumer spending, particularly for consumer durables, cars, and things like that. So it has some effect, but it doesn't address what is the core problem with the sluggish recovery, and that is the slow recovery of capital investment spending by businesses.
Other economists, however, say the Fed had little choice but to again lower interest rates. Wall Street had already largely factored in a quarter of a point cut. Richard Yamrone is with Argus Research. He believes this latest move amounts to a signal from the Fed that it has now done what it can to help the economy.
I think the Fed's sending a message to the financial markets that we can no longer stimulate this economy. It's not coming from the Federal Reserve. It has to come from the government or the fiscal side. When the newly elected Republican Congress assumes office, then they will be able to conduct policy appropriately.
Federal Reserve policymakers were unanimous in their decision to take interest rates lower. This latest move will likely be watched especially closely by retailers, who no doubt hope it prompts additional spending by consumers ahead of the busy holiday shopping season. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.